Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Freaky. Mary's just been on from Dundee saying that's a little bit creepy. I was singing this walking along the road and then it came on Radio 1. That was the show from Lenka and Usher with Yeah. Good afternoon. Hello, how are you? No chappers again today. Is it cricket again? Is it? They play that a lot.
It's raining, is it? I think he just has the day off.
So do I. They play it a lot at the moment, don't they?
Yeah.
And funnily enough, it's always the days where it really rains and nothing happens that he takes off. I think he knows something. So it's me, hello, and Becky. Hi.
Hello.
One that doesn't speak is back from his trip to Edinburgh, where
he's
he was
got a
checking
good tan.
Out. I know, really nice tan, actually. Was it nice weather? Wow. He was checking out our musical yesterday, the theatre.
Looks good.
And he was very excited because he shared a plane with Subo on the way back.
Oh, did you get a text from him as well saying, Subo is on my flight?
Very exciting news. I'm sat with Susan Boyle. Well, no, she was at the other end of the plane.
And our boss has been going around the office all day going, guess who's on my flight? Guess who's on my flight? Everyone's like, Susan Boyle.
Yeah, Susan Boyle. Obviously, they did pull a curtain across to separate Susan from the one that doesn't speak.
Why?
Because she was at the front, innit?
Oh, I thought it was just because she didn't want to see him.
No, just in those seats with slightly more legroom, but not much at the front.
Mm.
And a doily on the back of the chair, which makes it more expensive, apparently.
That's classy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Tom.
Where are you, Tom?
I'm in North London.
Oh, that's nice. What are you doing today?
Very little. I'm on holiday. I'm a student, so just kind of getting all the student-y stuff out of me.
Okay, good. So, listening to the Radio 1, probably I would imagine a bit of Jeremy Kyle earlier today.
Yeah, and lots of sleep.
Nice. When was the last time you went to sleep?
The last time I went to sleep?
Yeah. Like, have you been sleeping today in the middle of the day?
Yeah, well, last week I kind of went a bit nocturnal and kind of slept all during the day and...
See, I've got mates like that. My mate Chris, who is a student in Southampton, he can probably... You know, he can go to bed at, like, 10 o'clock at night and sleep... He can go right the way through to, like, 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's an impressive skill.
That's kind of what happened last week, but it was getting a bit impractical and I couldn't do anything, so...
Yeah.
Tried to fix it a bit.
How can I help?
I want to know how you got on at the Rude Chinese restaurant last night.
Oh, it was amazing, Tom.
Yeah.
It didn't disappoint. I knew it was going to be rude, but it was so good. Well, I did it a little bit to antagonise them anyway, because I thought, I want to annoy them and I want to see how rude they can be, because I actually quite like the idea that they're so rude. So I went in there first of all, and I said, hi, we're just having a starter. Oh my God, I got a look of death. Right. Then I ordered the, I just had some duck pancakes, but I did make sure I asked for a knife and fork. And he just looked at me and went, you don't need a knife and fork, they're pancakes, use your hands. And I'm like, okay. Then my friend, I was cringing this bit, asked for some tomato ketchup.
Oh, with duck pancakes.
He didn't want it.
Oh, just to annoy them.
Then he just pointed at the soy sauce and went, eat this instead. Brilliant. So it didn't disappoint at all. Eventually he did come and throw some knives and forks at us.
At you?
Yeah, pretty much. And then I asked for the bill and... And that was it, really. But like, seriously, all the way through getting death stares. But you know, Tom, you kind of know that you do want to try and go to this restaurant because they'll be so rude and you'll quite like it.
I really want to know what it is because I really do want to give it a go.
I can't tell you what it is, but good luck with searching for that. I tell you what, Chappers is absolutely gutted today because he's off and he absolutely loves Derren Brown, doesn't he?
Last week he missed Eric Cantona, didn't he? And now
yeah,
he's missing
now he's missing Derren Brown. I remember he went to see Derren Brown a while ago on because he does so many live shows all the time. And I don't know what... I wish I could get hold of him. I tried to ring him a bit earlier. But something really weird happened to Chappa's wife at the Derren Brown gig. And I can't remember what it is because it was a while ago. And he has told me the story a couple of times. But all I remember is that something weird happened to his wife.
Like what?
I don't know. That's what I can't remember. A lot of people have been texting in since we said he was on the show today. They've seen him on his tour. He does tour a lot around the country. And I know that he's just about to start a big residency in London. Should we do something? Should we buy tickets and do something nice for Chappers today? Just to, you know, because to make up for the fact that he's not seeing him.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
What, you just... You've got that look in your... You're only going to do that to see what happens, if anything weird happens to his wife again, aren't you?
Yeah.
You had such an evil look in your eye then. You were
no,
like,
actually
yeah,
not.
Shall we
I was
get
just
tickets
doing that.
For Chappers?
No, I think that'd
it's
be a nice,
nice
thing to
thing.
Do.
What a nice gesture. I never buy anything for either of you, but let's do let's, this and
I just
see what happens. Can we film it?
I want to have, I want to see his wife having a funny turn again. Maybe we should get tickets and you can have a funny turn. Live, on stage. Anyway, when I remember the story, I'll let you know. And what kind of funny turn it was, I can't remember. After 4.30, find out if Becky's forte is mind-reading with the help of Darren Brown.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, for ages, we've been trying to work out what Becky's actually excellent at. She's okay at lots of things, but not particularly good at one thing in particular. So yesterday we realised, when we put her to the test, that it wasn't being a celebrity chat show host. You did try to interview Rio Ferdinand, and admittedly, we... didn't tell you who you were interviewing beforehand, did we?
So, what have you been up to recently?
That sounds like a batch outline. no, I've not been up to much, thanks, unfortunately, but I'm looking forward to going on holiday and having a nice break.
So, who are you?
No, you can't say
you can't ask
why?
That.
Why? I can't.
I'm getting straight to the...
You have to try and get more clues.
So, that wasn't your forte. Now, let's do it again.
What's Becky's forte?
Darren Brown, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Radio 1.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
it's
for coming in today.
It's very nice.
Now, I know you were listening to our show yesterday, weren't you?
I was. I was coming back from Glasgow.
Yeah, and you heard What's Becky's Forte.
And I didn't know who it was going to be, so I asked Becky when we came in who it was, and she told me. Which is pretty impressive, Rio Ferdinand. So.
What did you think of my interviewing skills?
I didn't know. That's the point. I never got to hear it. So we were driving back, and I was like, oh, who's it going to be? I was hooked. It all worked on me. And then, sadly, we arrived. Got out the car, radio went off, oh, I never found out, but now I've heard straight from the horse's mouth.
Safe to say, Darren, it wasn't...
Yeah, a horse's mouth. Or a mouth like a horse, is not what I meant. No.
Safe to say, it wasn't really her forte.
No.
She's just not found her kind of natural thing yet. We've tried beatboxing and cheerleading. That was no good. Becky now thinks she may have found her forte. She's on a roll at the moment. It's something every day. Tell us what it is.
Well, I thought it might be mind reading because at the weekend, me and my boyfriend were playing Scrabble, and it was taking me ages to go. And then I put the word slur down, which is quite unusual. And then he just went, "Oh my god, oh my god!" Turned it around, and he'd written the same word with his letters and was about to put it down in exactly the same spot.
Explain that.
Mm. So therefore, I decided that I was a mind reader.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't the first time either. Before, he's been walking around the kitchen going. And
what's
I've said,
smell?
it's
the
toast,
thing.
It's the toast. And he said, you just read my mind. I was thinking, what's that burning smell?
That sounds like
and
you heard his sniffs rather than read his mind.
I like to think it was more mind reading than that I too could smell the burning and someone needed to do something before the whole kitchen went on fire.
Is there any way we can test this out and see if she can read minds or is it all just nonsense?
It's largely nonsense, but I'll think of something and you tell me what it is.
Cheese. No, that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay. What you did there was you read your own mind.
That's, yes! No,
that
that's
is,
a skill,
that's
isn't it?
Page one mistake of the mind-reading textbook.
Right.
Separate your own thoughts from other people's.
A stuffed horse.
No. Keep going.
Well, how many...
Oh, I don't know. I think you'd probably 30, 40 guesses. But you've just... you're just starting out.
A child's bike.
Mm-mm. No.
A wig.
Nope.
An anorak.
No.
A holiday in the Canary Islands.
Ooh. No.
No.
A Volkswagen Beetle.
No.
Just let me know when you get bored, Derek.
It's a bag of marbles.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, that's...
It's not your forte, is it?
No.
Oh,
what a surprise.
Can I ask, you must get asked this a lot, but I need to ask it just once, and I won't ask ever again if we ever meet. Is Kenny Craig from Little Britain you?
No. Do you know what? And I actually asked Matt this at one point, because people were sort of doing the catchphrases to me sometimes, which I could sort of understand, but I thought, well, I'm not really a stage hypnotist, and I did ask him about it. And he said, no, because you're not really a stage hypnotist. He said, maybe at a push-pull McKenna he could understand, but no, so it's not me.
Not you,
but,
good.
I'm thinking of adopting the catchphrase anyway, just because it would, you know,
because you want one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing that I didn't know about you until quite recently, that you're quite big into taxidermy.
Hugely, yes.
Are you?
Very much so, yes. What? Are you too? You say that with the the glint in your eye of fellow...
No, I'm not.
Animal stuffer.
It's really weird. Have you ever been, you must have been, under in Norwich, there's... Is it underneath the library or underneath the... In the council, they've got a whole room full of stuffed animals that you just end up walking into
this
by
I
mistake.
Not know. I've just been in Norwich on tour.
And there's a big... As you come down the stairs, I went into it completely by mistake, and you walk down the stairs, there's a big bear, like... and all these little kids are loving it, and it was one of the weirdest things I think I've ever seen, like this room full of... And they're all looking at you. How do they get that? Do you know what I mean?
The eyes that follow you around.
They look kind of right at you, and you just wait for them to jump.
For our Christmas lunch, didn't we go to that place where we were being stared at all afternoon as we just got more drinks inside us?
I was sat under this big deer, which was going to fall on us.
Yeah. Yes, there was a deer right above us. I didn't like that much.
Well, I got two giraffes.
Have you?
I got a lot of strange things, but I thought two giraffes was quite...
Full size.
No, one's a stuffed baby giraffe, and I should point out, it was humanely stillborn as opposed to strangled to death. Took 17 men. And I got a full-size skeleton, but sort of shoulder to head of an adult. And lots of other horrible things.
Where have you got them? Just in your lounge? Just like...
Around and about. I've got I had this eight-legged lamb that was a Victorian fake, and I mentioned it in an interview and said I liked such things, and somebody emailed and said, oh, my dad's a farmer, and they just had like a two-bodied lamb that's been born, because you know these things do happen from time to time. Would you like it? It's in his freezer. So I said, oh, yep, okay. So I've got that in a jar, which is sort of it's two bodies going into one head.
You don't do it yourself, do you, Darren? It's all, they're
no,
all pre-stuffed.
No, I've never done that. Yeah, no, I get them pre-done. Never, yeah. No, yeah. That would be... Maybe that's the right way to
see,
go.
I don't know about you, but I'm imagining his house to be something like out of Harry Potter now.
Yeah.
A little bit,
I'm imagining some kind of cauldron...
The smell of formaldehyde.
Yeah. Cauldron bubbling in the corner, that kind of thing. Is it not like that, is it? Maybe it is.
A little. It has its moments, slightly. Yeah, it could be a little like that.
I know you do... you've got a lot going on. You do portrait paintings as well, don't you?
I do, yes.
Got a whole book of them.
This rather exciting book just come out, which I've been doing a lot of sort of putting it on tables and standing back and looking at it, flicking through it. I was reading it on the toilet the other day.
Some of them are more...
Not that actual copy.
Up.
You weren't reading that actual one on the loo, were you?
I don't know. It looks very similar. Oh. No, I don't think it was.
some of them are more flattering than others, aren't they? Oh.
Some of them are more flattering than others. Notably, the one of me at the back is quite flattering, and some of the others aren't.
Yeah. Who's the most... Oh, my God. The Queen's not that. I don't know.
No, but the Queen there, sadly, with her top off, but you can see... Send it to the palace to get a review or a comment back from Her Majesty. And if she's listening, very grateful for what we did get back, which was a polite letter from her lady-in-waiting.
Does she like it?
Oh, here we are.
It was quite non-committal, as we expected, but same as she would pass it on. So I like to think the Queen's there looking at it.
I write to thank you for the letter you've written to the Queen, with which you enclosed a sketch for Her Majesty's to see.
A sketch. I thought I was slightly insulted by the sketch reference, but...
I am to thank you for your kind thought.
Yes.
That's a bit weird, isn't it?
It's not that kind of thought, is it?
No, really. It doesn't really say anything. Yep, we've got it. Thanks. Darren, how do you feel about musicals?
Well, I hear there's there are plans for popular to be one. Well, about to happen in Edinburgh.
Well, yeah, we're doing one in Edinburgh, and
what's it called? Is it called Scott exclamation mark?
Scott Mills the musical.
It's the musical. It's simply called that.
Yeah, and we're getting everybody to kind of pitch in. Listeners are coming up with ideas for the plot and songs and stuff. Anything that you maybe could do to help? Can we borrow some animals?
No, because they fall apart very quickly and they're very expensive and you damage them. But I would think if you can incorporate the theme of stuffing and mounting dead animals. I think you know what I mean when I say that.
It'd be like the Britney Spears circus tour, only they're dead. Now, here's another thing. Is it possible, just want to ask, is it possible to convince an entire audience of people that they're enjoying it?
They're enjoying the show. Just write a brilliant, brilliant musical.
But there's nothing you can do to help me with this.
There's nothing I can do with that.
Right. Could you not do anything to people on the way in?
Who's actually writing it, then? You're all sort of... It's a team effort
between us and the listeners and everybody.
Ah, blame the public.
Right, we came up with that already.
Oh, you've done that. Yeah. That's kind of obvious, isn't it? Keep blaming the public.
Okay. I don't know. Darren, thank you so much for coming to see us today.
A real pleasure.
Your show at the Delphi starts on Monday.
It does start
in that
on
London.
Monday. and goes all the way to July the 18th, I think, and it's tickets are going fast, so I say get in there.
Thanks, Darren.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you,
Becky.
Thank you.
What's Becky's forte?
It's not mind reading.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Or maybe I'm wrong. Sonia, revising in Brighton's been on, saying, OMG, straight after Becky mentioned cheese, I thought horse before she said it. Becky can read my mind. Or maybe I can read hers. Tom's been on. He's in pool. I actually think Becky is reading my mind. I'm going on holiday to the Canary Islands tomorrow. Did you not say to Darren Brown, Canary Islands, mm-hmm. holiday in the Canary yeah. Islands? See? Maybe you have got it.
I think I have.
Mm-hmm. It's not... maybe taxidermy is your next forte.
No, really not. Apparently it's the castle where you can see all those animals, but they've been taken out to have a wash at the moment.
In Norwich Castle?
Yeah. It's just washing wrong.
It's horrible. Just hose them down and put them back in.
In the town centre, yeah.
Oh.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Did you see this text that came in earlier? I've just tried to call this girl, but she was saying that she wanted to remain anonymous on the text, and that means that she's probably never going to answer the phone. So I called once, and it rang out. Then I called again, and it went straight to voicemail. Then you know they're never going to answer your call. Mm. So I'm going to read it out anyway. Hi, Scott. Please suggest a song to do a sexy birthday dance for my boyfriend to. Oh. Now, we've discussed this before. Not for a while, but we have talked about this before. That's not what a boy wants for his birthday. He'll just laugh. Won't he?
How do you know? She might be hot.
No, I'm sure you... Whatever your name is, I'm sure you are really hot. But even though you're hot, I don't think he wants that. And I do not. Have you
really?
Ever done one for a...
No.
Right, and what would happen? If you went home, pretend it's your boyfriend's birthday tonight, you went home and like, I'm going to do a sexy dance for you, what would happen?
He'd laugh
exactly.
in my face.
He would laugh. I reckon... You know Gemma, who works on the show? I reckon she's... Let's have a quick straw poll.
She has!
I reckon she's...
She's not saying no.
I reckon she has.
She's gone red.
She's quite hot. You're very hot, actually, Gemma, but I reckon that she has. Do you know what I'm saying?
Has anyone done one for you?
No, ever. No.
Really?
No!
Are you sure about that?
I promise you, never has anyone done a sexy dance like that.
What's that?
That?
What's that dance?
When you do that.
That's... No, that's what my... I'm not even going to say that.
No, do.
I can't say that.
Go on.
No.
Say it.
No,
say
that's
it.
What... That's the dance that my... No, don't, because that's the dance that my boyfriend does when he wins at, like, air hockey. Don't.
He does that? Well, he does that thing with his nips. Just the circular thing.
I can't believe I just said that. I'm really sorry.
Right, let's go.
But yeah,
sorry
he does
to
it
who?
In arcades.
He does it in arcades.
Sorry to everyone else in the arcade. Those that fall off the dance mat when he wins at the air hockey and does that strange dance.
I don't think you've ever done one.
No, I haven't.
I haven't. I just think Gemma.
One that doesn't speak? No.
Let me have a look.
But could be tempted.
I don't think so.
Oh, no,
no.
He's
oh, no,
doing
don't
that.
Do it now,
Dolly
please.
Dolly Rocker's dance.
Anyway, that's the only dance he knows.
Hello.
Just squeezing Dolly. whoever that person is that texted us, I'm not going to suggest a song because I just don't think it's right.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hello, everybody.
What? Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Darren. I'm in Chichester.
Hi, Darren, and hello, everybody.
Yes.
How can I help you?
I heard a little thing on the radio about a dance for my birthday. And my birthday's coming up. It's on Monday.
Right.
And
so do you think it's your girlfriend that texted in saying that she's planning to do a sexy dance for you, and what song should you use?
It could well be, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And let's say that did happen. How would that make you feel? Is that something that boys want?
It wouldn't be high up on the list, to be honest.
No. See?
It's quite funny, really, when it happens.
And I bet your girl is quite hot, isn't she?
She is, yes, she's very hot.
But you still don't want that to happen?
No, it's all a bit different. Like, if you go to Spearmint Rhino, it's fine.
But I wouldn't know I don't even know what that is.
It must be a different version, yeah.
Right. Okay, what's your girlfriend's name?
It's Lily.
Lily, okay. So just note to Lily, will she be listening now?
Possibly.
Okay. Lily, don't do that on Monday. I love you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Becky, you're on your own today.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let me know how you do against Bacalar, please, on 81199. It's today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
Chappers is off at the cricket, which is good news for you. Here's your first one today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Radio 1?
Mm-hmm.
So exciting here sometimes, isn't it, that you just want to have a cold shower.
Really?
Yeah, because, like...
I can't say it's ever had that effect on me,
it's
but...
It's just exciting working here and, like...
Yeah, it is, but it doesn't make me want to have a cold shower.
Oh, it does me, sometimes.
Do you want to elaborate on that,
Have you ever used that shower here?
I really wouldn't. It's minging. It's got, like, used towels on the floor and, like, really old bottles of shampoo and stuff.
It is handy, though, if you do need a shower at work. And I've used it quite a few times.
Oh, do you wear flip-flops when you go in there? Because no. I so don't trust the floor.
Really?
Mm.
Okay. I think a lot... Well, that's the thing, isn't it? That's the thing you're saying. A lot of people probably have used it in the time it's been there.
Mm.
But I don't have a problem. The thing is with that shower, it never really gets very warm. It can be very, very cold. So, this is cold shower trivia. Aleb was in the shower there as well.
There's only one shower.
Not in it. He was outside the shower.
What was he doing outside the shower?
Asking me questions.
Oh.
Right? So remember, the water is freezing cold. I turn it on. My question to you. How many questions could Aled of the Chris Moyle Show answer? I don't know, how many could I answer while he was just, like, asking away with the shower on full speed and really, really cold?
So, you and Aled are in the shower together, and Aled is asking you questions.
Aled's outside the cubicle bit, just asking me questions. How many how many do I get right before I have to jump out, because it's freezing?
Are you naked?
I've got some pants on.
Pants? Ew! Is there a video of this?
There will be. Just answer the question.
Okay, freezing card, 4.
Let's find out.
What's occurring?
Here's me in a freezing cold shower with Aled for cold shower trivia.
Right, so Scott, you're in the shower.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I don't like this shower.
No, it's not very
it's
nice.
It's not the best.
Turn on the cold water.
Okay.
Ah! Question one. Who won the last series of Dancing on Ice?
Ray Quinn!
Question two. What was the name of the Snow Patrol's 2003 album?
I can't think of anything.
Question
Chasing
three.
Cars.
What temperature does water freeze?
Yeah, I need to get out.
Really?
Ah!
One more?
Yes!
What do you call something that keeps cold things cold and warm things warm?
A freezer.
No. Question four. Complete the song lyric.
Because
you're hot, then you're cold. Because you're hot, then you're cold. What?
Katy Perry.
Okay. What was the date the Cold War started?
Right, let me out now.
What did Titanic hit in? How was that? What is your name?
Did I answer any right?
One.
Oh, that was horrible.
Oh, that's so cold.
I tell you what, the video isn't there yet, but there's a nice photo on the website that's obviously there waiting for the video to come up of you in a manky shower looking very cold, naked.
I'm not naked.
Well, it looks like it you are in this
photo.
I'm
not. Nice.
It'll get more hits if I say you are.
So I got one. You said four. Sorry about that. But then there's no one to play again. So I liked this answer.
What do you call something that keeps cold things cold and warm things warm?
A freezer.
No.
Ow! What's occurring?
What is that, though?
I don't know, though.
Do you not know? What is it?
What?
The answer to that question.
A thing that keeps what?
Cold things
cold
and
warm things
warm. I don't know.
I don't know either.
One that doesn't speak now looks as if we're both really stupid. Hang on. He's looking for the answers.
Oh. Anyway,
I didn't get it right because there was cold water beating down on me.
It's an insulator, apparently.
Of course.
I should have just said flask.
Yeah. Next one. You know Celebrity Wife Swap?
Yes.
Love that show. Did you see the one that was repeated last night? I think it was from Sunday evening just gone.
Yes. That man did my head in.
Stan Boardman, comedian off of the 70s, he was in it with another comedian called Rona Cameron. You know her? She went in the jungle, didn't she?
Yeah, she was a celebrity.
Yeah. So two comedians on it last night. Stan off the 70s and another different sort of comedian, Rona Cameron. Now, Rona did have a few food issues during the show last night, so my question to you. How often during the one-hour Celebrity Wife Swap, the last one that was on Channel 4, did Rona moan about food?
It was a lot, wasn't it? 12.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Rona having a moan.
I would like to be able to have had the time and ingredients just to make some soup.
I find the ruby orange a bit tart, a bit citrusy. I kind of only need one chilli, you know? One chilli.
I just want to get a big 1.5 litre bottle of water to do me for the day.
I just haven't eaten. I've had an empty stomach for ages and I had that pie and broccoli.
I just feel a bit weird because I haven't eaten since proper meal since 1 o'clock yesterday.
Cook fresh things rather than boxes.
You know, all I had was a sandwich which I ate in the car. That's my dinner. I can do you some sandwiches. I haven't actually eaten anything myself.
Fresh fish.
Good.
Here, fresh fish. Here, fish.
Well, I wouldn't really have microwave food very much.
I'd like to have the grapes refrigerated. Is that all right?
I'm just starving. I just want to get something in.
I'll have some bread. I think I'll get something hot.
Ask me once I've eaten.
Beans, I guess, if there's nothing else.
Do you know what? I'd really appreciate a cup of tea before you get that.
In a mug with no patterns.
No pattern.
No pattern mug. No patterns, no. Please. I'm really thirsty.
There we are. A mug with no patterns. Thing is with comedians, you'd think they'd be a right laugh, but generally they are quite miserable, aren't they, in real life? 18, Rona moans about food.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Last one. You know people on Stupid Street?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they like the continental things in life?
Yes.
Me too. We sent Gemma, who works on the show, out onto Stupid Street earlier and got them to answer this. Who is the best French person? Who is the best French person ever? Who would you say?
Thierry Henry.
Me too.
You don't have a clue. Pick a different one. That's go on. You don't know any, do you?
Jean-Jacques Smoothie. Hey! I don't know. Anyway, what's the most popular answer?
No. Change my mind.
Go.
Bob Sinclair.
Oh, Bob Sinclair. Is that your answer?
Yeah.
He's the best French person on Stupid Street.
No, if the most popular answer, I'm going to stick with Thierry Henry.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Let's ask Stupid Street. Who is the best French person?
Who is the best French person ever?
Carla Bruni.
Who's that, sorry?
Carla Bruni.
And who's that?
This is the president's wife.
My best French person ever is Eric Cantona, because he's hot. Who is the best French person ever?
It definitely have to be Rhiannon. Yes.
As in the singer? Is she French?
Of course she's French. She don't speak French, but I hear the funky music when the ba 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 ba.
Isn't that Girls French. Allowed?
Oh, that might be Girls Aloud.
Who is the best French person ever?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Why is that?
Because he's good at movies and that.
Who is the best French person ever?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, is she French?
Si.
Michael Dell. Michael Dell's this guy I know. He comes from Poland, but he also has a French mother.
Is that your friend that you're talking about?
Yep.
Who is the best French person ever?
Michel Gondry.
Who's she?
He is the French, French filmmaker.
Who is the best French person ever?
French person? Oh, I think Rihanna.
Rihanna, why do you like Rihanna so much?
I like her songs and... Also, I like Lady Gaga in here. Yeah, she has really great songs. Yeah. Just Dance. I don't know it at all. Yeah.
So, who's the best French person? We asked Super Street. It was actually a tie between these people.
French person? Oh, I think Rihanna. Also, I like Lady Gaga.
So, Rihanna and Lady Gaga is the best French person ever on Super Street. Brilliant.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.